Hello, welcome back to About Music, the Art of Listening. Currently I'm preparing to travel and then I will be traveling, so I will not be doing any sort of formal discussion. Instead, we will simply listen to some music of the contemporaries of Haydn, Mozart and Beethoven. I will announce the titles of the items, but what I would like you to pay attention to is the strong similarity of style between these composers. This is because all of these composers were writing during the 18th century, in the prevalent style which was at first moving from Baroque into the classical, and then especially into the Viennese classical period. These selections showcase the classical style and highlight the contributions of lesser-known composers alongside the greats. We're going to start today with Leopold Kozeluk, his Symphony in G minor, the second movement only, unfortunately, because the movements are very long. This is a dramatic and intense symphony, reflecting early romantic tendencies within the classical framework.
Thank you.
Next we come to a four-movement octet for wind instruments by Franz Krommer. It's a delightful piece. It exemplifies the light-hearted side of classical chamber music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, a violin concerto by Giovanni Battista Viotti. This is also in three movements. Virtuosic violin writing with lyrical beauty is what you can expect in this masterpiece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Final item for today is Adalbert Gurewitz's string quartet in C major, opus 29, number 1, and we're only going to listen to the first movement, once again because of the length of the movements we don't have time for all three. This is a charming quartet, very light-hearted. It reflects the influence of Haydn and the Viennese classical tradition.
Thank you. Thank you.